This is the NewsRamp Science Podcast. It's Wednesday morning, August 5th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Biomed News Breaks, FelicianRx, NYSE American, VNRx publishes peer-reviewed CaptureSeq study. FelicianRx announced the publication of a peer-reviewed paper detailing its CaptureSeq liquid biopsy technology, isolating more than 99% pure circulating tumor-derived DNA. The technology addresses liquid biopsy challenges by separating cancer-derived DNA from healthy cell-free DNA, creating enriched tumor DNA datasets for cancer detection. Volition is conducting technical evaluations with potential licensing partners, estimating market opportunities of $23 billion for multi-cancer early detection and over $13 billion for minimal residual disease applications.
Mining news breaks. Lahontan Gold Corp reports new gold discovery expands Santa Fe potential. Lahontan Gold Corp announced new gold discoveries at the Santa Fe Mine Project, including significant gold mineralization in Tiracy volcanic rocks and high-grade oxide mineralization at the Calvada East Resource Area. Drill holes CAL-26-11 R and CAL-26-12R returned promising results, establishing new exploration targets. The company also reported broad intervals of shallow oxide gold and silver mineralization at the Slab West exploration target, with additional assay results expected soon. Neurothera Labs launches Phase 2b clinical trial at Yale Child Study Center for first-of-its-kind treatment for Tourette syndrome. Neurothera Labs has initiated a Phase 2b clinical trial at the Yale Child Study Center for a groundbreaking treatment for Tourette syndrome. The trial will assess the efficacy of CII10, a cannabinoid-based drug, in reducing tics and associated symptoms in adults. This trial marks a significant step in addressing the unmet medical needs of TS patients, with promising results from the Phase 2a study supporting the potential of CII10.
Even light activity may lower stroke death risk in people with atrial fibrillation. Being physically active was linked to a lower risk of stroke and death for adults with atrial fibrillation, according to new research. Study participants in Norway saw a 9% to 19% lower risk of stroke or death with moderate to high physical activity levels. These findings highlight the importance of regular physical activity for everyone, including those with AFib, as a preventive strategy. For more information, visit heart.org.
Vitos Europe wins multiple awards for redefining agriculture and cattle farming. Vitos Europe, an agritech company pioneering sustainable cattle farming solutions, has won 4 awards from World Business Outlook magazine. Recognized for leadership in sustainable agriculture, the company secured accolades including Best Agritech Innovation and Climate Impact Innovation Award Europe 2026. Vitos Europe's methane-inhibiting feed supplement, Anavarin, has been validated to reduce methane emissions in cattle by up to 17.5%, offering both productivity gains and climate impact reduction.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.